Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
KNBR, KNBR FM, San Francisco, a Cumulus Media station. Indeed, Dante Whitner is joining us. Thank you. This hour, radio is legal. Dante is joining us on the UMA guest line. Dante, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Just fine. When the Niners were down 17-0, even when they got that field goal and a little bit of momentum going into the half, did you think they'd be able to pull it off?
I did think they'd be able to pull it off, but I think that it was a low margin of error. I thought that they would probably have to play almost perfect in the second half. And that first possession where they went 10 rushing plays, the throw from Deebo Samuel, I thought that that was key in getting them back in the game, shifting the momentum. Once they did that, they were able to get off the field on third down. The defensive line came up with a sack. I knew the 49ers were back in the game. They put Jimmy Garoppolo, put some good throws together. He was consistent down the stretch, ice water in his veins. They punched the ball in the end zone, and the rest is history. So the 49ers, they fought back all season long. They did the same thing this week.
So we've heard a lot about how the team, they believe in Jimmy Garoppolo. You as a forward player, give us the real on this. Not that I believe that, you know, guys are just saying this, or this is a narrative that has been crafted by, you know, the Niners PR staff. But give us the real on a guy who he can help you win, but he can also be a part of losing games for you. How does this Niner team have the belief in a guy who has shown at times he can be a part of the solution and a part of the problem?
Well, just look at the record. I think he's, 32 and I think 18 or something under Kyle Shanahan. Tremendous win percentage. And, you know, when Jimmy's clicking and he's not turning the ball over, the 49ers give themselves the best opportunity to win the game. Yeah. And I feel like Kyle Shanahan made his mind up early in the beginning of the season, you know, when he said that Trey Lance is pretty much a redshirt year for him. They were going to ride with Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy put some games together down the stretch, 7-8 games in a row, take that Tennessee Titans game out, and he was performing like one of the top quarterbacks in the league. But we know what his limitations are. We know that he likes to throw over the middle of the field, and he's limited outside the numbers. So they craft the game plan together to, you know, to fit his strengths. He threw two interceptions, but down the stretch, he didn't let that bother him. It was some tight coverage. He continued to fit that ball in. So I think that the guys really understand that Jimmy gives them the best opportunity to win, especially versus some of the top-notch team in the playoffs. So I don't think it's all PR crafted and all coaches talk, player talk. I think that they actually believe it.
And let me throw some numbers out here to back Dante up. When Jimmy Garoppolo throws an interception, the Niners are 2-6. When he doesn't throw a pick, the Niners are 7-0. It's amazing how sort of simple it is when you look at those numbers.
Yeah, it is simple, but when you look at the Dallas Cowboys, they have the same situation. Every game that they lost this year, they turned the ball over and they couldn't stop the run. That's the formula for Dallas. So Matthew Stafford, the same. The interceptions that he threw last week, I called him turnover Tommy. He gave him opportunity by forcing the ball into coverage. He's been doing it all year long. It's the same with all the quarterbacks. They're the head of the team. If they turn it over, they lose. If they don't, they win.
The more I watch this Niner defense, the more I see Tampa's defense from last year, which obviously was rocking and rolling come playoff time. I was looking at the snap count, Dante. D'Amico played 8 different defensive linemen double-digit snaps. 8 D linemen played 10 or more snaps, led by Bosa, who played 60, and Armstead, who played 52. They are 10 deep on that defensive line, and if you look close, it's a deep, fast, hungry group led by Bosa and Armstead, but everybody's in their prime. You know, if an NFL player's prime, let's say, is year 2, 3, 4, everybody's basically in their prime on that D-line. I think the Niner D-line is going to rock and roll in this playoff run, and I think they're going to make a name for themselves. Give me your thoughts on the way they're playing.
I would say arguably they performed as the best defensive line over the last few weeks. And I would say consistently 4 weeks in a row, Tennessee Titans, Atlanta, they've put in, you know, phenomenal plays on tape. negative yardage plays on first and second down, plays that's going for 0 yards, and they've been putting themselves in great position on third down. I think when you look at the formula for great defense, and that's overall, not just in the playoffs, if you can get a good pass rush consistently with only four, you can keep those guys fresh. You can play a lot of different zone coverages. You can make up for the deficiencies in the secondary and the lack of depth at the cornerback position, and that's what they've been doing. They've been playing phenomenal. DJ Jones, Eric Armstead stepped up, 7 tackles, 2.5 sacks, consistently applying pressure from the interior. Bosa coming around the edge. They have so many guys that bring consistent pressure, and that's the formula. They're all healthy. They're all veterans. Like you just said, they're all in their prime. You look forward to this defense leading the 49ers deep into the playoffs. If the 49ers defensive line perform well, they don't have a problem against Dallas.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
What happened with Arden Key this year, Dante? Because he's the guy this year that we expected to see coming out of LSU. And is it being, you know, with Bosa? Is it being with Kaserik? Is it being with a different organization? He's like he's a totally different guy than we saw with the Raiders.
I would say the defensive line coach played a lot into it. If you're out there practice ever, you hear him screaming at every player, every play. So you can't help but to be motivated. And then they found a role for him. And it's third down interior pressure where they isolate him on the guards in the center, allow him to use his quickness and his ability to beat blocks, one-on-one blocks. But sometimes it just takes a fresh start. It takes a culture change in the locker room. And coming over from the Raiders to the 49ers, it was a different culture for him. And philosophy, you know, the wide nine, being able to get those interior guys on one-on-one blocks is why he's been consistently applying pressure, getting sacks, and adding to the dominance of his defensive line.
That young cornerback, Diggs, he got a gang of interceptions, but the talk is he gives up a lot in pass coverage. Is that something you see on tape? Is that what your DB instincts tell you, or is it something different?
Yep, he's a floater. He takes a lot of risk going to get in the ball. Has 11 interceptions, which is awesome. And their defense leads the league with 34 total turnovers. But when you look at the amount of yards that he's given up, he's given up 1,016 yards this season. That's a lot.
Wow.
And 425 yards after the catch, almost 19 yards of reception, 5 touchdowns. It just tells me that if Jimmy puts the ball on the money to the receivers, they're going to have a hard time tackling Debo Samuel, Ayuk, and all of these guys, and they give up a lot of big plays. And it's not just Diggs. Anthony Brown has given up almost 850 yards, 300 yards after the catch, and 6 touchdowns. So that's 11 touchdowns combined, almost 750 yards after the catch, and almost 2,000 yards as two corners. So the 49ers are going to have a field day. If they can block it up, Micah Parsons, yeah, he has 14 sacks, but a lot of it's just interior pressure. I think that Lincoln Tomlinson and Brunskill and Mack, they'll pick up a lot of the blitzes from him. If they can protect, look for Jimmy Garoppolo to have a big day because, yeah, they get turnovers, but they give up a lot of yards.
There's a lot of differences between the defense that you played on with the Niners and this defense. The one similarity, as I see, is both defenses ask the inside backers to do a ton. You guys asked Bowman and Willis to basically control that whole second level. The Niners are asking their linebackers to do the same. I loved what Greenlaw looked like in this last game. Warner played 65 snaps. Greenlaw played 63. Azeez was out. Marcel didn't play. It basically was just Greenlaw and Warner staying on the field for basically almost every snap. I think those guys, including Azeez, you can add him to the mix. Those three linebackers are playing at, you know, all-pro levels. Give me your thoughts on what you saw from Greenlaw.
I think they all played at all-pro levels. Even when Marcel Harris was out there the previous week, he had his best game as a linebacker since transitioning from safety. Just believing what he's seeing. He's getting used to being in the box. Things happen quickly, shooting the gaps, getting tackles, the interception at the end of the game. Dre Greenlaw this past game. He came back with his normal amount of energy that he provides to the defense. And then Fred Warner, you know, he's been playing well ever since the defensive line consistently played well. Fred Warner is like his normal self. The only thing is, with the amount of zone that they're playing, cover three with four underneath guys evenly dispersed, they're putting a lot of wide receivers on Fred Warner and Greenlaw. So they have to step up and take that challenge. And then I would like to see them read the patterns a little bit better when they're playing zone coverage. There's too many times that Fred Warner is getting a little too wide or not deep enough, and they're running those deep dig routes in the middle of the field. That's something they consistently work on in practice. But once they get that, I think this defense is dominant.
You look at Dallas, overall, they rank 23rd in yards per carry against, 4.5 yards a carry. Do you look at this team as a team that can be? I mean, the numbers suggest, Dante, but sometimes the numbers lie. Are the numbers correct here in saying this is a team that if you have a good running game, you can pile up the yards and do some damage?
Are you talking about their defense or their offense?
Yeah, the Dallas rush defense.
Oh, yeah, definitely. 16th in rushing yards, giving up 19th in total yards, 20th in passing D. So I hear a lot of people say that this defense has gotten better, but they're ripe for the picking. They can't stop the run. In games where they lost this year, they've given up over 125 yards average on the ground, and they turned the ball over, lost the turnover margin. This is a team that's not disciplined on defense side of the ball. Micah Parsons and those guys are young. They haven't seen the variations in the amount of shifts and motions and pre-snap motions, post-snap motions that Kyle Shanahan is going to give them and display. So you're going to see a lot of creases. You're going to see a lot of running lanes. And then off of that, the play action comes where guys get lost. Dallas defense, the only thing that's been saving them this year is guys turning the ball over, number one in turnovers. Other than that, this isn't a dominant defense. The 49ers can gash them on the ground and through the air.
Dante, thank you for the time. Thank you for the insight. We'll talk to you next week, my man. It's playoffs. Let's go. Be well.
It's playoffs. Playoffs.
Thanks, Dante.
That'll be a promo. We appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you next week. That was your Dante Whitner Show.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.